This is a poem about a bank, Sam. Well, you go to the bank to get money. If you need to buy a house or something. And sometimes the bank isn't open. So this is what happened years ago when they run out of money and they closed the banks. And Uncle Bonnie wrote a poem, and it's called You Can't Bank on a Bank Anymore. Now the banking situation has the country on the rocks. And I took my dough and hid it in a safe deposit box. I was scared someone would steal it. Yeah, from the can on the kitchen shelf. So I put it in that doggone bank, and now I can't get it myself. And there's bars upon the windows and a sign upon the door and says the holiday would last a week, and it's lasted 24. Old Roosevelt gave orders that hoarding gold must cease. So I overhauled my treasure chest and spent my 10-cent piece. The chap who got that money was a wise and careful man. He went right home to his kitchen shelf and he put it in a can.
What's that kind of shirt?
It's an undershirt I wear in the summer. The presidential dictum was wise and true and just, and I says that I'll have one meal a day and hang on till she busts. Well, the days got lean and leaner, and my credit soon got thin, and the grocer looked at my account and wouldn't let me in. I couldn't pay the barber to cut my flowing hair. A canary bird would starve to death if he had my bill of fare. They said, when this gets straightened out, the banks will all be sound. But I think before that happens, I'll be 6 feet underground. The senators got thirsty and decided they'd have beer. I don't have cash to buy it if it ever does get here. And the bank has got my money. They smile and shake their heads. I'll give up steak and onions and live on clams instead. I guess I don't like banking or understand finance, and if I ever get my money back, I'll keep it in my pants.